Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thank you for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell, the August edition of Consumer Reports. The cover story, Most Reliable Appliances. It's a conversation that everyone is going to have at one time or another as appliances fail, or you buy a new home and you're trying to outfit the new kitchen or perhaps even the laundry room. We want to dive into this a little bit this morning with the home editor at Consumer Reports. Eric Hagerman is with us to talk some about the most reliable appliance brands. Eric, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know, there's a couple of ways, I think, to get a good read on appliances. You could either ask around. I like to ask my family, because especially some of my older relatives, they can recommend long-lasting appliances. But another way is looking at the data, and that's what you all have done at Consumer Reports. Tell us about the deep dive here.
Yeah, I mean, we're sort of all about the data. That's one of the unique things about Consumer Reports, is we have access to, you know, massive troves of data through our membership surveys, which is how we get at reliability. So this appliance brand, these rankings are based on, you know, questionnaires that we ask our members, and we've come up, you know, with a big pool of data that's based on, you know, 381,000 appliances purchased over a 10-year period, and how those things are holding up over time. So that's how we pull all this together. It's a pretty rich, you know, data set.
Yeah, and there's looks like at least a dozen or so different brands that you looked at. All of the big brands are here. So where do we begin? You want to start in the kitchen, because I think that might be a good place as any to start. Oven, a dishwasher, those sorts of appliances. What do we need to know when we're outfitting our kitchen about who makes the best appliances?
Well, I mean, you want to use the brand reliability rankings. This is we're highlighting one aspect of a product that you might want to consider here, right? And we decided to highlight this, Steve, because within our surveys, we've asked people, what's the most important thing to you when buying an appliance? Is it performance? Is it reliability? Is it price? And consistently across the board with major appliances, you know, all the stuff in the kitchen and the laundry room, our members have told us that reliability is the most important thing. So that's why we decided to pull all this together.
So the reliability, how long it's going to last. I know you probably have had a washer or dryer for at least 10 years. If you're lucky, maybe 20 years. That's what we're talking about in terms of reliability. You want to buy something because some of it's not cheap, that's going to last a while.
Exactly. I mean, and this, just to be clear, Steve, this is a prediction, right? We can't actually guarantee that, you know, if you go out and buy a Miele dishwasher, that it's definitely going to last longer than, you know, than a Viking, which came in at the end of our rating, at the end of the rankings. But the idea is that based on, you know, most people's experience that we have in our survey, these are the ones that tend to last.
So I have it in front of me here, the chart, as we look at it, from one side to the other. And again, I'm trying to explain a little bit of this. People should go out and pick up the magazine. But on one end, sure, you have the top in the green, the Speed Queen, Miele, IKEA, LG. At the other end, you have, looks like, let's see here, Fisher and Decor.
Fisher and Paykel, yeah.
Yeah, Decor, Electrolux, yeah. And then Viking, as you mentioned. As we look at this chart, what should we focus in on here?
Well, you want to look at this color coding that we have in here that you mentioned, Steve, the green to red. You know, green is, you know, green light go, red light stop. Those are aligned with our ratings, right? So all the brands that are listed in the green band, which you mentioned there, from Speed Queen through Bosch, those are all brands that we consider to be more reliable than the other brands. When you look at, like, all, you know, the reliability of all their different appliances rolled into one. So this is, you know, the significance of what we did here is we looked at, you know, if you look at Bosch, you know, they make refrigerators, dishwashers, ranges. They make all these different appliances, right? And across all those different appliances, if you roll up the reliability within each of those products, you get very good reliability overall. And that's the important thing. So it's like, you know, if you're thinking about outfitting an entire kitchen, right, this is a pretty good tool, because you can look at this and see, well, you know, I thought I wanted Viking because, you know, I've heard a lot about Viking and, you know, I see them on cooking shows and things like that. But when I look at this, I see that the reliability is actually not just not good, but actually poor for a lot of these categories. And, you know, that's something you want to consider if you're, you know, planning a big spend on a bunch of different appliances to purchase all at one time.
Eric, if people are focusing in on the quality aspect of this, the reliability, talk to us a little bit about the secondary decisions. I know I'm faced with this decision myself, living in a place for 25 years now. Everything's starting to fail, and I'm thinking about replacing stuff. I want to make sure it all matches and looks good. That's not going to be my overriding concern, or is it?
Well, I mean, it does come down to personal preference. I mean, the aesthetics are something that, you know, they matter to, you know, certain folks and not so much others. These days, you know, stainless steel is still obviously the, you know, the overriding, you know, color choice among all appliances. That's been a trend that has some real staying power. So, you know, you can still get, you know, two stainless steel appliances from different manufacturers. They're not going to look exactly the same because, you know, stainless steel is not stainless steel necessarily. But that is a consideration that's important to a lot of people. I mean, we're all about, you know, performance and reliability and making sure that people get products that, you know, that perform well and are built to last, right? So our product rankings, you know, you wouldn't necessarily want to take this chart and walk into, you know, Lowe's or Best Buy or Home Depot or wherever and say, yeah, I want this one. You go to our individual appliance ratings, you know, charts, and you can see, okay, here are the best refrigerators. You know, I want a French door, and then you go from there. The reliability is rolled into those overall scores we have in our ratings. This chart here, what we've done, Steve, is just break that out to really highlight that one quality that we know from our members is really important to them.
Yeah, and you talked about the other part of this too, and that's the detail. For instance, you know, you look at the washers, and under the heading there are the biggest complaints, what breaks on them, pros perspective, and so you get kind of go into detail. The thing that jumped out about this to me were the failure rates, the problem rates on the different types of appliances. Like you broke out refrigerators and washers and ranges. 40% of refrigerators with problems, 30% of washers with problems, 25% of ranges with problems. Are those high? Are those high numbers to you?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you're comparing them against. I mean, we compare them against one another, right? So, you know, 40% of all refrigerators, and these are estimates, right? But we predict that 40% of all refrigerators will have a problem within the first 5 years. Right. And obviously, unless you buy an extended warranty, that, you know, typically 5 years is, you know, you get into that, you're past the 1 year warranty period that you get from the manufacturer. So, yeah, I would say 40% is pretty high. Now, there's different percentages within different types of refrigerators, Steve. So that's what's kind of interesting. French door refrigerators tend to have more problems than a top freezer refrigerator, for instance. Top freezer refrigerator is just a simpler machine, right? It's not going to have a water dispenser and an ice maker, and those are things that often tend to break. So that's something to consider. It depends on, you know, what your, you know, where this refrigerator is going, you know, and how you're going to use it.
And you brought up a good point there, the simple aspect of appliances. That seems to be a thing of the past, right? Because most of these appliances now are smart in some way or another. Does that make the failure rate higher?
Well, we don't. That's such a new feature on so many of these appliances, Steve, that I don't think that we've been able to tease out that aspect within our data just yet. It does stand to reason that, you know, if you've got electronics, you know, built into something that you're, you know, that's another piece that can fail, and it's certainly true that these appliances are much more complex. I mean, they have computer, you know, they have control boards, computers, They can, you know, they control their different functions. And that's, you know, that's a double-edged sword, Steve. Your dishwasher can sense when the dishes are clean and cut the cycle and save you water and energy costs, right? Your clothes dryer can sense when the clothes are actually dry rather than just sensing the temperature inside the drum of the dryer, right? So you don't fry your clothes, right? So there, you know, there are definitely advantages to, you know, where appliances are today versus where they were 30 years ago. But they're more complicated.
I think a lot of us have always been told, at least we think, the extended warranty is probably not a good deal to get. Is it different for appliances then, considering the failure rates?
Well, I mean, our if you just look at the data, you know, the answer is it's not. We don't really see that that extended warranties are. I want to be careful how I say this. We don't see that extended warranties are that they benefit most people who get them. Right now, and that's based on the data. Like if you look at, you know, with refrigerators, for instance, I think less than 1% of our members told us that they had a refrigerator repair, you know, $500 or more. That's a pretty big chunk of change for an appliance repair. That's something that would, you know, make you wish you had the extended warranty, right? There's another side of this, which is the emotional side of it, Steve, which is peace of mind, right? So it's hard to put a dollar figure on that as well. So it does come down to, you know, part of it does come down to what your comfort level is. You know, but we haven't seen that, you know, people typically get their, the analysis that we've done, people don't necessarily typically get their money's worth out of the extended warranty.
Well, Eric, this is, you know, I love Consumer Reports, but this issue specifically is going to be a keeper, at least in my house. Lots of good information. We appreciate you being with us this morning to share some of it with us.
Thanks a lot, Steve, for having us.
Eric Hagerman, home editor at Consumer Reports, the August edition now out, most reliable appliances.